Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Great to have you with us on this Valentine's Day. Now, I've been encouraging you guys for the last couple of days, so don't let me down. Make the ladies happy. Have a great Valentine's Day. We are on this Wednesday edition of a series of Hope that Derek Prince has been teaching us. It began last week, and if you've missed any of it, log on to derekprince.org. You can listen to the teachings over and over again, derekprince.org. Now, Derek has been teaching this marvelous series on hope, a series, frankly, a body of teaching that comes very much out of his own heart, his own soul, his own battles with depression and battles with the disillusionment of the interwar years back in the early part of the last century. And so this has been extremely powerful, I think even more so because it comes from that place of personal experience. Today, he's going to be talking to us about hope for creation. The Bible tells us that there's an intense longing of all creation for this one glorious climax, the return of the Lord in glory. So grab a pen and some paper, jot down some notes, work this into your Bible study notes, memorize these scriptures, and let this really sink into your soul. Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us on the subject of hope.
I've shared what the Bible has to say about hope in two successive phases of human experience. First, hope during life in this world. Second, hope in death. And I've explained that on the basis of the clear teaching of Scripture, of the written Word of God, those whose lives are committed to Jesus Christ and who are walking in His purpose can have hope, first of all, in this life, because God is making everything work together for good, no matter what the appearances, no matter what the situation, the hand of God is in it, making everything work together for good if we are believers and if we're walking in line with God's purpose. But our hope, thank God, does not end in this world. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:19, if in this world only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. If our faith doesn't meet the challenge of death, it's a worthless faith. It's a deception. But thank God it does. And so we have hope not only in this life, but we have hope in death. Further back in my talks the previous weeks, I shared that the biblical basis of all true hope is the resurrection of Christ. On this basis, the Bible offers us solid grounds for hope, both in death and beyond the grave. Now, in my talk today, I'm going to broaden the scope of my theme still further. I'm going to speak about hope for creation, the whole creation. First of all, we need to understand that Adam's rebellion and fall not only affected all Adam's descendants, that is, the entire human race, it also affected the whole area of creation over which God had given Adam both authority and responsibility to rule as God's vice-regent. It's very important. We don't understand the state of things in the world today unless we realize that Adam's fall had a negative effect on the whole created order over which God had set him as ruler. It didn't just affect Adam. It didn't just affect Adam's descendants, but affected the whole creation over which he was ruler, for which he was answerable to God. Adam's sin admitted a negative, blighting influence that affected the whole creation, the animal creation, the vegetation. Every aspect of creation on this earth was negatively affected by Adam's fall. We get a little picture of this in the words that the Lord spoke to Adam when he challenged him with the results of his disobedience. In Genesis 3, verses 17 and 18, to Adam the Lord said, "Because you listened to your wife, and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat of it all the days of your life." Notice, the ground was cursed because of Adam's sin. It, the ground, will produce thorns and thistles for you. So you see, thorns and thistles were not the way God intended plants to grow. They're result of the negative blighting influence that came through Adam's disobedience that affected the whole creation. Every time you see thorns and thistles, just say to yourself, those are the evidences that the earth is under a curse. Now, in the New Testament, in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 23, Paul speaks more fully about this. He says that I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. That's the redemption of God's believing people. For the creation was subjected to frustration, or other translations say vanity or futility, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
You know, I've always loved that Christmas carol that says that God is going to make the blessings flow as far as the curse is found. That's what Derek's teaching us when he tells us that creation, that the earth itself was affected by Adam's fall, but now God is going to bring the great, glorious climax as the glory of the Lord is revealed. Listen, there's wonderful teaching to come and also a special guest who's going to be talking about the hope of God. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Faith. Explore the mystery, promises, and powers of genuine faith as you read the insightful book, Faith to Live By. In it, Derek Prince answers your questions about faith and reveals how to pray effectively, understand spiritual gifts, and truly enjoy an abundant life. In this easy-to-read book, based solidly on the Scriptures, you'll discover what God is saying to you. Order your copy of Faith to Live By now for only $8.95 when you call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Faith to Live By is a hope-filled resource for every Christian who wants to receive the promises of a faith-filled life. Order now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Hope you've been with us today and for the last week and a half as Derek Prince has been teaching a powerful series on hope. If you've missed any of it, log on to the website at derekprince.org. Now, Derek today has been really teaching us about how creation is groaning for the climax of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord to be revealed. Let's listen as Derek continues to teach us about hope.
Note there the succession of words that all evidence the curse. Sufferings, frustration, bondage, decay, groaning, pains. You see, the fall of the first Adam brought a blight not only on himself and his descendants, but also on the whole creation. However, the redemption achieved by Jesus, the last Adam, extends not only to Adam and his descendants, but also to the whole creation. And when man is redeemed, creation will be redeemed together with man. And by the Holy Spirit, believers share now in the wordless longing of all creation for that hour of redemption. See what Paul says? Not only is creation groaning, as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time, not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, the revelation of the Holy Spirit within us, that enables us to see beneath the surface and to see what's going on really in the inner realm, we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. So creation is groaning, waiting for that glorious day, and we who have the first fruits of the Spirit are groaning. We're looking for a birth, the birth of a new age, the redemption of man and the redemption of the earth that was blighted and cursed through man's fall. This anticipation and expectation of nature for redemption, as man is redeemed. These are beautifully portrayed by the psalmist in Psalm 96, verses 11 through 13. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound and all that is in it, let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy, They will sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in his truth. You see, all creation is waiting there for the coming of the Lord to bring redemption to man and to earth. Now, by way of explaining that more fully, I'm going to read a passage from my book, Chords from David's Harp. It's a comment on those verses of the psalmist that we've just read, and the title of my comment is this, Awaiting the Climax. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed, for the creation was subjected to frustration not by its own choice. Man, by his rebellion against his Creator, brought corruption and decay upon the whole natural world around him. That which was blighted through his fall can be restored only through his redemption. This is the climax that all nature awaits. Too often man himself loses sight of this, but the anticipation of nature grows stronger all the time. With insight given by the Holy Spirit, the psalmist here interprets the wordless longing of the natural world around him. In his spirit, he senses a hushed anticipation, like the stillness in a concert auditorium, as the conductor with upraised baton surveys his orchestra to make sure that each player is ready for the opening note. Heaven above and earth beneath, seas and fields and trees, all await the coming of the Lord to restore to them what was lost through man's fall. At that moment, like the orchestra, as the baton descends, they will break forth into a symphony of praise and jubilation. How about you and me? Are we as ready as nature is for that great climax? May God grant that you and I be more expectant and excited than the trees and the fields and the seas and the heavens. And then in every one of these meditations on the Psalms in this book of mine, I have at the end what I entitle Faith's Response. That is how, if we accept the truth presented, we should respond in return to the Lord. And so here is faith's response to the words of the psalmist and through the truth which I'm unfolding. By your Spirit, Lord, keep me in continual, excited anticipation of your coming. I'm going to say that again. By your Spirit, Lord, keep me in continual, excited anticipation of your coming. Paul says if we have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit within us, we identify with the groaning of nature. We identify also with the anticipation of nature. Nature is waiting for the manifestation of its Creator, the Lord's return in glory. Everything is going to break forth into a glorious symphony of worship, praise, and thanksgiving. Everything in nature is making itself ready. How about you and me? How about us? Ought we not to be more ready than nature? Ought we not to be more excited? Ought we not, who can read the Bible and study the truths of Scripture, ought we not to be on tiptoe of expectation, as one translation says? You see, we're in the midst of the birth pangs of a new age. We can groan now, but we have that sure and certain hope a new age is going to be born.
What a powerful teaching about how the whole creation is groaning for its fulfillment, for its confirmation, for its climax in the glory of the Lord Jesus. Listen, just ahead, we're going to have a testimony from a man who thought his life really was over in terms of any kind of good that God might use him for. He was in ministry, suffered a divorce, and then the hope of the Lord met him at a moment of suffering and despair. Many of us can identify with that story. You don't want to miss this. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
It may be a feeling you just can't shake. Plenty of frustration and irritation, but hardly any lasting satisfaction. What causes this gloom? In his classic teaching, Release from the Curse, Derek Prince explores the possible spiritual reasons why your life may lack the sunshine of God's blessings. In this special audio CD teaching, Derek explains the reality and nature of curses and blessings, presents a wealth of scripture identifying true curses, and expertly explains how to be free of them. For a limited time, we want you to have a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount. Call 800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Thank you for your financial support of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or send your gift securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and our topic this week has been hope. Hope as the anchor of our soul, the hope that comes out of the resurrection of Jesus, and the hope that we need when we're in the dark times of life, those tormenting seasons of suffering and pain, the dark night of the soul. Now, with me in the studio today is a man who's had some of those dark nights of the soul as well. His name is Jerry Williams, and he is a man who's in ministry and was in ministry when he had a pretty difficult and troubling, very painful thing happen in his life. Jerry, it's great to have you with us today.
Good to be with you, Stephen.
Tell us about the ministry you were involved in, and then tell us what happened that kind of threw you into that season of pain and suffering.
Well, in a nutshell, I had a ministry for 21 years called Harvest. We were a contemporary Christian music ministry with the Benson Company and toured all over the country and the world. And I was out, in a nutshell, I was out winning the world for Jesus and forgot to watch the back door of my home. And went through a divorce after 25 years of marriage. Never saw it coming. In a four-day period, my life was destroyed. And I lost hope. And, you know, I had lines and lines and lines of people standing up saying that God would never use me again. But during that season, I spent 3 years submitted to four pastors in the Houston area. One of the things I did for my restoration season was listen to Derek. And hope began to be restored to me. And what an honor it is for me to be here today as we're now involved in a whole new phase of ministry. So it's exciting.
That's wonderful. Let's back up for just a moment because I want to touch sort of the human side of your experience. You know, I was a senior pastor for almost 21 years, and I can imagine what it must be like for a man to be in ministry, to be respected, to be the great man of God jetting around the world, and then have his home fall apart. Now, that is a humiliating experience. Tell us about how it felt. Go to the dark side for just a moment. What was it like not to have that hope in that circumstance?
The biggest battle I faced was shame. You know, shame, number one, God is everything to me, Stephen, and I had failed the Lord. I had failed my family. I had failed friends. We had thousands and thousands of people around the country that knew our ministry, but all of those things I could get past, but the shame, I don't know how to describe to you this cloak that comes over you. It's a darkness and it's a pit that's deeper than anything I've ever faced. And I've stood against the schemes of the enemy. I have fought long and hard battles, but I never expected this to happen in my life. It was probably the one thing I thought that couldn't happen in my life, and it did. And you know, I was so ashamed at my failure. I was so consumed with my failure that I didn't even realize that was even a form of pride. And I was crying in the floor one afternoon, weeping, you know, I mean, snot and everything else, you know. And I literally couldn't see anything but my own, you know. David cried out and he said, "My sin is ever before me." That's all I could think about. And the Lord just began to speak to me. And he said, "How prideful of you." And I began to realize that I was so focused on my own failure that I couldn't see any hope of freedom. And all pride is self-exaltation. And you can exalt your failure just as much as you can your good things. And so Derek was powerfully used of the Lord to bring me back to a place where layers of that spiritual pride were peeled off, and I got past the shame and began to hope again. And anyone that can begin to hope again can begin to reach out in faith again and trust God for things that are God's size. And that's what took place.
When you were in that darkness and when you were in that hopelessness, do you remember the words that were spoken? Having been in some seasons like yours myself, there are certain words, certain phrases, certain teachings and concepts, whether from Scripture or from Derek's teaching, that were like a fuel injection for me. How about for you?
In those first few days, you know, when I was doing nothing but crying, the Lord began to open my eyes, the eyes of my heart, and he asked me a question. He said, "Do you really believe You're the only failure in all the world. I'm unable to restore. That was the first major word that came to me, and I had to start finding somebody that I could trust was, in fact, speaking the truth, because I'd had so many tell me God would never use me again, and that's where Derek came in. He was one of those voices in the dark, if you will, during that season. And that's been a decade ago, so that seems like 100 years ago.
Jared, tell me, what was it about Derek's approach to teaching or about the way he'd conduct himself in the Word, so to speak, that really appealed to you at that time?
I had followed Derek back in the 70s, early 70s, but I've watched his ministry for years, and I had a trust in what I had seen. There was grace, there was mercy, and there was hope in his words. And so I really gravitated toward him.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I think appeals to most people. It's not just the way Derek teaches, it's his life and the way he
Absolutely.
Lived what he taught. And it becomes both a model as well as an instruction. And it's very, very powerful. Now, tell us what you're doing these days and how you launched out of that dark season.
Well, what we're doing, we have a ministry called Epic Ministries, which stands for Exiles Pardoned in Christ. And we have a leader ministry, if you will. We go all across the country. We've been traveling 5 years in a motor coach, doing nothing but building relationships with leaders. I'm remarried, been remarried for several years to a South Carolina girl who went through a lot of the same thing that I went through, and she is a radical for Jesus. And God has just put our lives back together. We are now in the process of launching the first phase of what we call Leadership Resource and Dream Centers, and where leaders can come in at no charge and catch the dream again. See, I lost my dream. I lost that passion to pursue a destiny. And through the word that came forth from men of God, Derek being one of those men in a powerful way, my dreams came alive again, and they're God-sized dreams again.
That's fantastic. Jerry, you've obviously got a gift for expression. You've experienced some things in God. Talk to people who might be listening right now, just for a couple of minutes, who might have lost that hope themselves, and by the way, who might be in similar marital circumstances to what you were in.
Well, the thing I want to explain to all of you who are listening, there is hope. I don't care what your circumstances are. I don't care how much you're known or not known, but Jesus is still there. And he says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. And it says in Hebrews that we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And it says that we are to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily entangles. I don't know if you're like me. I had some things in my life that were sin. I didn't realize it, but I had to lay those down. That was the easy part. But I had some other things that I'd picked up that weren't necessarily sin that were weighing me down. And I've had to lay those things down, and I'm soaring on wings like an eagle again. God's destined you for greatness. Did you hear what I just said? The Lord has destined you for greatness. So get out of the dungeon. Get out of the pit. If you need help, contact this ministry. Somehow reach out, and I promise God will bring you back to that place of dreaming God-sized dreams again.
Jerry, you've instilled hope in us all. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Stephen. It was an honor.
You know, what Jerry's been sharing with us fits perfectly with what Derek has been teaching us today, because Derek was teaching us about the whole idea of the creation groaning to fulfill its destiny in Jesus Christ. And that's what Jerry was doing when he was in that dark night of the soul, that hopeless state. He was yearning to fulfill his destiny and hungering for God to use him again despite his sin. And that's where many of us are. And we want to hear from you. If that's where you are, we want to pray with you, and we want to know your story. Log on to the website, DerekPrince.org, and tell us about what's going on in your life. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order Derek's practical book, Faith to Live By, for only $8.95 when you call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, for your gift of any amount to Derek Prince Ministries, we'll send you a CD copy of Derek's powerful message, Released from the Curse, as our way of saying thank you.
Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.